this show is flying by. Yeah. It seems like it's going fast.
Is it
because we've had so much to talk about from a 24-6 Browns win over the Lions? That might have had something to do with it.
That helps.
And good and the bad. The injuries being the bad part of it. But we try to cover it all. And, again, we'll get some updates later today from Coach Rob Chudzinski regarding the status of those players. But overall, a lot of positives coming out of that second preseason game. And, by the way, Cleveland Browns fans, Browns season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium for Browns football. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 today. 877, it's not a toll-free call. It's a 216 number, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. I will eventually commit this number to memory. Because I know one guy has Richard in North Ridgeville. He's on the line right now. Hey, Rich.
Hi, guys. Enjoy your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have to disagree with that caller just earlier about Tom Heckert. I thought he did a horrible job. Let's examine the biggest trade he ever made here with the Cleveland Browns. Julio Jones. Who do we have, and would you make that trade again based on who we have?
I mean, hindsight, first of all, what's Julio doing in Atlanta? A great deal. And what is here in terms of what this team needed to do to fortify itself at wide receiver and to go to the extent of going into the supplemental draft to answer that through Josh Gordon? I think the short answer is you probably wouldn't do it again. I mean, the only thing is, did you come out with enough on the defensive side?
Right.
Now you're going to ask yourself, because don't do that deal, and you don't what don't you get from that deal?
Well, who is here on the team right now, and what is he? How good are they that we gave up all that? I wouldn't have made the trade.
Phil Taylor.
Phil Taylor is the guy that I'm talking about.
He's anchoring your defense.
You're not liking that.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because if you stayed there and took Julio Jones, you're further ahead.
Well, you're probably, you know what? I'm not going to argue about that, Richard. You're right about the idea that Julio Jones offensively puts you ahead. Hindsight is there. However, I don't want to. Well, I here's the thing: if you factor a Julio Jones into what you're doing
right now,
offensively right now, it's good.
It's
exciting. But when you made this deal, you foundationally. You were looking to build from the inside out, and you built with defense. That's not really changed in terms of the way things were done this offseason, too. They were building front seven out. I mean, you know, you could call Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo. Yeah, they're exterior defensive players, but it's still an inside-out mentality.
Right, and so much of football, yes, talent will show itself, but a lot of times it's where you wind up and where you land. Because if you land in a place that's dysfunctional, doesn't have his act together, and you can be the most talented guy, it may weigh on you if you're not a self-motivator. And just because you're a top five pick doesn't mean you're self-motivated. So I understand why you use that example, but just because you bring Julio Jones here doesn't mean he's successful. He may get frustrated. He may get disenchanted with the situation and not even be a ball player.
Well, I was going to say, I would have hated to see Julio Jones good offense with Colt McCoy at quarterback,
right?
Because that's the counter will be, well, Colt would have been a better quarterback with a receiver. No, it's the quarterbacks who make the receivers. It's the quarterback who makes the receivers. Go look at the Detroit Lions last year. 4 wins with Calvin Johnson putting up all those ridiculous numbers. 1 massive receiver's production doesn't carry you to all the victories. It's exciting to watch, but you still win and you still need a quarterback that's got to make plays beyond those, that one guy that he connects with.
Right.
So, I mean, really, you got to look at it in a broader context. Hey, we want to thank Nathan Zagura, of course, co-host for the show, for being on with us on the line. He'll be with us in studio in his usual spot, his usual seat on Monday. Gerard Cherry will be back with us as well, of course, and appreciate the fact that you've been here these last few days.
This has been
outstanding.
It's been a pleasure.
And Jim Donovan from the Browns, from the Cleveland Browns PNC Bank Radio Network and WKYC on with us as well. We thank him. We thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Yeah. We want to thank your calls. We love the calls. Thank you for that. The Hooligans are up next. Enjoy your weekend. Savor what this Browns team has done. And we will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.